Hello, good evening everyone. My name is Monique, aka Crazy Dashi. It's June the 1st, or at least it is still, for another hour, more or less. And it's Audiomo. It's, yes, the Audiomo challenge that I've spoken about in one of my booths before. It has started. And I'm a bit late with everything, but it happens sometimes. This is my Audiomo contribution for June 1st, 2014. I'm very happy that Audiomo is back on. I really enjoyed it last year. I met a lot of people. I heard a lot of interesting things that normally maybe I wouldn't have heard. It was just very much fun. I'm in my apartment now, and I decided, at least for some of the time, I may not be able to do it every day, to make a stereo recording. And I'm in my bedroom now. This is, I suppose this is a sort of a quick tour for the people who are new to me. This is my bedroom. I basically live here. My computer, you hear jaws yapping in the background. I enjoy playing Star Conquest, and it's open now, although I'm not active on the game because I'm talking to you. It goes on, and there's, it's on speakers now. There's always radio on in my bedroom. I work here on my computer, I sleep here, I dine here, I chat with my friends here, and basically I live here. Well, then I walk into the kitchen now. This is my kitchen. And I do frequently boo here. And I will boo here for Audiomo as well. My coffee makers, the two Senseos, and the other one that I bought not so long ago. I'm standing here, so I do a lot of coffee making and chatting. My oven is going at the moment. I know it's 11 p.m. and this is no time for dinner, but I've had one of these weird days, and so my dinner is in the oven. And while it's cooking, I'll do this boo. Leaving the kitchen, back into the hallway. Here is the guest room. This used to be my studio. That is, when I used to do my radio shows, I still do my radio shows, but at first, this would be where I recorded them, where I did them. It's also the guest room, and it's also the dump, more or less. But I use my main computer now for radio shows, so I do that in my bedroom, and there is three computers sitting here, two on a small desk and another on a chair. They're all old computers. One is Windows 7, my experimental computer, and two are still Windows XP, but they're all sort of out of service. I still sometimes use them if I have to. Well, we have a shower. I don't think I have to talk about, you know, the places that every apartment has, so yeah. I walk through my living room now, radio going as always, and this is a nice large living room. This side has a couch and two chairs and a nice coffee table, and the other side that I walk to now has my dining table and six chairs. A very nice large dining table. This is actually really set up to have a lot of guests. And I do like having visitors in my place. So, you know, that's what my living room is for. But I don't really spend a whole lot of time here. That was one of Cindy's toys. I do spend time here, of course. But this is not where I spend most of my time, obviously. Well, now onto my balcony. There. It's late. It's 11 p.m. past. It's chilly. This is not really the time to spend a lot of time on a balcony. Whoopsie. It was a very nice day. And although it's cooled down, it's nice to have the balcony door open. So, well, that's the quick tour. And, like I said, I'm Monique. For those of you who don't know me, I'm 38 years old. I live in the Netherlands. Together with my doggy, Cindy, I am blind. Not that that's a major, well, it's important, of course, but not that all my boos are blindness related, or that all my friends are. But I guess that goes for most blind people. Sydney is not a guide dog. She's my pet. She's a tiny Shih Tzu doggy. Weighs 4 kilos. She's really cute and playful and exciting and excited. I've lived here in this apartment since November 2009. Before that, I lived with my parents for a few years, and before that, I lived in another town in an apartment half this size. Well, audio moo. I've decided I would try to do a bit of a topic each day, and of course this is sort of the introduction thing as well, but I don't want to just talk about introducing myself. I just felt like coming up with different things to discuss, and I'm sorry I'm moving around a little, and you can hear that through my microphone. I'm trying to come up with different things to discuss, and the first thing is basically how things change as you get older, and something very, well, funny. Last night I was going through some stuff, and I found episodes of a Dutch soap series, and it was one that I hadn't watched since, well, when it was actually on television. And well, we did record some on videotape, but the video recorder packed in, we lost most of these tapes, or my parents used them again to record other stuff, who knows. And well, the series continued for a while, and I stopped liking it because it was changing so much. You know, something that's good for a while doesn't always stay good. And so I found it, and I watched these very first episodes of that first season. That's actually the only season that I found. I spent way too much time today doing that, actually. And I thought, this is interesting, that it was nice to hear that those episodes again from so long ago. That we're talking 1994. And it's also different. In 1994, I thought, ooh, this is exciting, the first soap series that I ever get to watch. There was another Dutch soap series, but that was on a television station that we couldn't get, because we didn't have cable television at my parents' place until, was it May or June 1996, so certainly not in 1994. And so this was the first soap series that I got to actually watch. Dutch real soap series that would come on every day. And so it was exciting, and I thought, ooh, this is a good story, and ooh, this is nice, and this is... And when I watched today, I noticed how typically soapish these characters were that I really used to like and used to admire and used to really sort of follow and see what they were doing, and if they got hurt or got in a bad situation, how they would get out of it. And today I noticed, even from just looking, listening, watching, whatever you call that, to a handful of episodes, if something bad happened, they always sort of used to use the same phrases. Oh, this and this has happened, that and that. And it was very, yeah. It's not that I didn't enjoy it today, I sort of did, but yeah, it's, it was very different from when I was 18 and watching that for the first time. Of course, that was also where only one episode would be broadcasted per day. You'd have to wait for the next day or until after weekend to find out what happened next. Now, I could go through them, skip a few, go back a few, I watched the parts that I remembered and that I liked. It was different, but yeah. I suppose as you grow up, I mean, I'm 38 now, so we're talking, 1994, 2004, 20 years have passed. I live on my own now with Cindy, in a really nice flat that I like. Back then, I was still going to secondary school. I was living with my parents and my sisters. I cannot say that I was particularly happy in 1994. Things were sort of going along. I had switched schools only a few months earlier. I didn't necessarily like that school so much. It was big, it was, challenging. I had very few friends. I found it difficult in those days to make friends. This sounds really strange. If you look at my followers on Twitter or on Audioboo or the people I have on Skype, there's a good crowd. Not that all of these people are my friends, oh heaven no, that would be impossible. Because, well, that's another topic, how many friends you can actually have. But I have people around me, I have real close friends, I have people I like to chat to on a regular basis. I have people that I only chat to on occasion, all sorts of. But I do have people around me, and in those days, in 1994, I remember standing in when we were having lunch. I mean, well, actually, in the first part of 1994, I think I had one friend, or maybe a few. And I never had many, and I was shy, and I wasn't very good at socializing. So, yeah. I used to, watch that soap series that I just mentioned. I used to watch Flying Doctors on television. I had my first computer only for 6 months or something. But I did like it. I could write stories, or I could sort of write entries to my diary. It was, I mean, I had never heard of internet. I don't think most people in those days had. That wasn't really a widely accepted or known thing. Cell phones, similar. I had never heard of those. And it's funny, if you were to make a similar soap series today, there would be mentions of the internet, mentions of cell phones, and you would hear them going off. And all sorts of funny things, computers and all sorts. And in that time, in that first season, there isn't a single mention of. There's one mention of something that you could consider a cell phone. But there is no internet. If people have to find each other, they have to actually know where they were or just wait for them to come back. There wasn't like, ooh, I can't find that person. Let's call them real quick. It was funny. Different times. I do remember we were from school. Doing a musical, and I was pretty much involved in that. That was really fun. Although I had to give up on music lessons, and I switched to geography. During that particular year, there were during each week. I'm not exactly. There were either four music lessons and three geography, or five music and four geography. In any case, there was they fell at the same time. So you could, if you were in that particular class, you could only do either one or the other. Or you'd have to switch to another class. But anyway, they fell at the same time, but there was one more music on the Tuesday when there wasn't geography. And although I had to drop music, they did allow me to participate in that music class for that year. Sort of because they promised me that I could do music, and then they had to come back on that promise because it turned out not possible. Because I'd never learned to read Braille notes, and I wasn't really prepared for any of that. And I hadn't done music in the previous 4 years in the other secondary school that I'd been to. So we hit all sorts of difficulties. But on the Tuesday, I could do music, and because of that situation, they had agreed that the Tuesday they would spend on the musical. So I could practice with the music group for the musical. And then on Tuesday evenings, parents and other people who are interested could do could participate in a choir. And I participated in that as well, along with my mother. I think that's the first time my mother and I were in the same singing thing. Not counting the children's choir, because actually I was a member of that, and my sister was, and my mother was more like a support person. And that was the first time my mother was actually, and I were actually singing together. And I remember the teacher who did that evening class was very surprised, because I knew all these songs so well. And I said, well, I have a bit of an unfair advantage, because I do music classes on Tuesday mornings with the level 4 music group, and we're working on the same musical. Oh, okay, nice. There were two different music teachers, so that particular one didn't know me. That was really fun. I enjoyed the musical. That time was actually also we had discovered that I would never, well, I'm a pretty short person, 1 meters and 40 centimeters, and we had discovered in 1992 that I would not grow any more than that. In 1993 they did some more tests on me, and at the end of 1993, early 1994, they discovered I needed more medicine, so I started taking those. And I think there was a few too many, so that didn't make me feel any better. But yeah, 1994, an interesting time with some happy things in it, some things where I felt very lonely. Socializing was not something I was good at, and that was probably why I didn't have many friends. I was way too honest. If I didn't like something, I would say it, well, there. Just here, you have it, you like it or not, I don't care. I was not very good at expressing myself, and I would learn all that later. I wasn't even good at sort of helping myself. I had learned the way to from home to school, because I had to, but mobility wasn't my strong point, and still isn't. But I had no idea about cooking. Because I didn't like doing it, I didn't know how to make my own bread, my own sandwiches. So I was very different, and I've definitely changed a lot. Well, anyway, that's sort of what I started thinking about today as I was watching the soap series, and I thought that was an interesting thing to chat about for Audiomo day one. But unless I go and do something real quick to get this thing uploaded, and I also heard my dinner being ready, this isn't going to make it before the end of the day. Of course, I have an extra hour because people in the UK will they're on a slightly different time thingy. But still, I hope you enjoyed this little chat, and I'll be chatting at you again tomorrow for an Audiomo Day 2. Take care, everyone, and bye-bye. Zai zai.